Siskiyou County Board is back in session, and I'm going to hold us in recess and open session of the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Item 7A, public comment under the Flood Control and Water Conservation District related to items on this agenda or within the jurisdiction of the Flood Control and Water Conservation District.
Seeing none online.
Seeing none, then we're going to consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Yeah. Just real quick, it's. Let me just say this, for all the headaches I get when we talk about managing the flood control down at North Shore, and we just had a project, where's my constituents that should be commenting on what we're doing here, who are to oversee this? This is value, I'm going to support this obviously, but this is where I've been on my soapbox telling people, this is where you need to be involved, so you can ask the questions. Having hearing them from the constituents, I'm more than happy to support this.
That's your motion. Oh, we already have.
You already did. You jumped the gun on me.
Yeah. I did.
Can I have a motion on the second, Wendy?
Okay, supervisor, director Chris.
Yes.
Director Cobbsa.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yes, and I want to thank my fellow supervisors for giving me cover.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Haupt.
Aye.
Thank you.
Transfer of funds.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion on the second.
Okay, Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Cobbsa?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you.
Amendment approval.
I've heard no corrections for either.
Move to approve.
Both?
Yep.
Second.
So we do have a comment online.
For, do we know what item?
No, we don't know that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wendy?
Mr.
Do we want to do
that? Do we
do? Oh.
We have a comment?
We do.
Hello.
Yes, Mr.
Nick Jaws of Ashasta, California. I missed the chance to just comment that I appreciate you guys continue to work with Jefferson Resource Company. I think they did really nice work out there around Lake Siskiyou, and we look forward to them keeping the MTMP in compliance with all the laws, and I know that's going to require a bunch of work. I just wanted to say I support this motion that you just passed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So back to minute approval.
Okay. Motion and a second.
Director Chris. Brandon.
Aye.
Thank you. Director Cobbsa.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yeah.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Haupt.
Aye.
Thank you.
Adjourn as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and convene as the Siskiyou County Power Authority. Any public comment for the Power Authority?
Seeing none online.
None in the audience. Minute approval?
Minute approval.
No corrections. Okay. Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Cobbsa?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you.
Adjourn the Siskiyou County Power Authority and move on to reconvene as Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors and move to 9A minute approval.
Okay, so May 18th and 21st and June 1st, I've received no corrections.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you.
9B. June 1st?
I did them. I thought they were both. If not, I can certainly do the other.
All right, then the motion maker will include both. I thought he was doing one.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm hard to hear as well. And we made it through Siskiyou Power as well, correct?
Okay. Public hearing. I'm going to open the public hearing protocol for a number of hearings under item 10, 10A through F. First item will be 10A, which is Public Works, Road Commissioner, and I need someone reading of the order.
for the Davis County Administrator. And so this public hearing is to consider the appointment of Fred Lucero as the Siskiyou County Road Commissioner. And this is pursuant to California Highways and Codes to ensure that we have a road commissioner in place for the Department of Public Works. So, Wendy, are you going to...
Well, there's no ordinance that goes with it. Right. This is just would be a motion to appoint or not. But I believe being at a public hearing, we do have to go through the...
It's pursuant to code that we have a public hearing.
That's right. That's the presentation set. Any correspondence?
None at the clerk's level.
Okay. Presentation of other reports or arguments, or other staff from other departments or agencies?
None online.
Clerk's level?
Nope.
Proponents' arguments.
None online.
Opponents' arguments.
None online.
All right, I'll go to public comment on this item.
None online.
Seeing none in the audience. No rebuttal. Am I closing this hearing?
Correct.
Close this hearing and bring it back to the discussion of the board. Seeing silence, entertain the motion.
And just so we're clear, the motion to approve was to appoint a Fred Lucero, and he is with Pace Engineering, that's it.
However, we are separating him from Pace as from Fred Lucero for the road commissioner to make sure conflict of interest is not an option.
Great, thank you. And the second was?
Second.
Thank you. Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Public hearing on item B, Planning Division. Resolution Unnamed Private Road, Cranberry Court.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Bernadette Sisson, Assistant Planner with the Community Development Planning Department. This morning I bring to you Lynn Tuscher's request for the private road serving his property to be named Cranberry Court. The road is located in the Hammond Ranch subdivision west of the city of Weed. Staff has determined that this is a road as defined in CAL FIRE 4290 standards and should be named. It is staff's opinion that the naming of a road, is not a project as defined in section 15378 of the California Environmental Quality Act guidelines, and is therefore not subject to CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15060C3. No public comments were received. CAL FIRE commented regarding 4290 standards. Hammond Ranch Fire Company and Pacific Corp commented with no opposition. Staff recommends the approving of the proposed road name. There is a suggested motion in your packet.
Thank you. Do we have correspondence on this?
No correspondence at the clerk level.
I guess we already heard that we do have some public agency input. And has that been submitted to the clerk?
Yes.
It's in the packet, I believe so. No, I guess it is only in the staff report, the comments.
Could you forward that to the clerk then?
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. Proponents' arguments?
None online.
Opponents to this?
None online.
Rebuttal. I can close this hearing too as well.
Correct.
Resolution. Discussion from the board. If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion. I move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me, what was your name again?
Bernadette Sisson.
New to the operation?
Pretty much.
You did a good job.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
I ran.
Yeah, you did.
We'll have you back.
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Item C, I'll open a public hearing on the reading of an ordinance, Chapter 39, Title 2, the Public Record Act, from the County Council. Do a presentation.
Yes, this is the second reading of an ordinance that we discussed earlier in conjunction with the resolution in support of it. My comments with respect to the resolution apply equally to this ordinance, which is that it is designed to enable the county to recover a larger portion of the costs associated with complying with Public Record Act requests. The first 2 hours of any employee's time is not billed to a requester, and in my experience, most simple requests made of from concerned citizens don't take that much time. Probably in most instances that individual will not be charged. I think there's been some comments about the cost having to be reasonable, and if this is put into place, if this ordinance is adopted, there will be analysis done by the auditor to make sure that any fees charged do not exceed our costs. And so to the extent that there's any concern regarding making sure the fees are reasonable, that will be done in the event that the board chooses to adopt this ordinance.
Thank you. I've already included the correspondence that I've received previous to the clerk. Is there further correspondence?
No, just the ones that we spoke about earlier during the resolution.
Okay. Any other reports or evidence from staff or other county departments or public agencies? No?
Not online. I see public comment, but not
I'll
staff.
I'll get there. Proponents' arguments. Opponents' arguments, and I guess I'll include public comment.
Okay, great.
At this point.
Number ending in 0921, you may unmute, and it is your turn to speak. Go ahead.
Hello, can I comment on, I'm sorry I couldn't hear all the meeting because of the shouting outside, which is very disruptive. Can I comment on the water ordinances, or is it too early?
It's too early. We'll come back to you when those items come up. Can you hear me?
I muted her since it was the water ordinance.
Okay.
And then Mr. Nick Joslin, it is your turn to speak.
Nick Joslin, Mount Shasta, California. I'm speaking in opposition of the ordinance. I appreciate the County Council's concern for later analysis of the true costs that might be associated with this ordinance, but I think that information should be made before this ordinance is passed. I think it does definitely leave a lot of people concerned about what this is actually costing the county, and it would be nice if that analysis had been presented as part of the argument in favor for this ordinance. Thank you.
So, Mr. Joslin, I have a question. Do you want to be recognized in the record as a citizen or as representing an entity?
I'm a citizen.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, if I could clarify. I did have some earlier correspondence that was also included with the online packet from Ann Marsh, as well as I believe it was Dale LaForest, and that had come in, Francis Mangles from Mount Shasta, also with regards to this public records request, and I've got copies here if the board would like to see them. But
I saw them earlier.
You forwarded. Yes. I forwarded them, and I did include them in the packet.
Yes. Okay. We can close this hearing, I believe.
It is a second reading, so yes, we can close.
And then I'm going to bring
So moved. Okay.
And that's the recommended motion, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Hobseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you.
We open a reading for the first reading. We're open a public hearing for the first reading of the water ordinance, adding Article 15 to Chapter 4. Those in the audience, this replaces the urgency ordinance, and it has been worked on extensively to include legitimate purposes for agriculture. But that's staff or council presenting.
I'm happy to. Just for the record, this was scheduled as a second reading, but because of the amendments, it's appropriate to do as a first reading, as the chair has indicated. And as the chair has indicated, there were amendments made designed to streamline the process, designed to make it easier for those who have legitimate legal reasons for importing water and exempting them from having to obtain a permit. And the amendments speak for themselves. I'm happy to take any questions with respect to them.
Okay. Correspondence on this matter?
No, not at the clerk's level. Oh, wait a minute. Got one this morning. Sorry. The gentleman presented one. Public comments from Wanger Jones, Helsley, PC, and I also received the same email, and it's a public comment on both ordinances, the permitting of sale of groundwater off parcel, as well as the water trucks on ordinance. I did receive that by email, same law firm. Kinsey, John Kinsey, is the person who signed it. And I believe it was in your packet as well, the copies I made.
Summer, is that different than what was presented in the room earlier?
Yes, it looks like the one. Yeah, the one earlier, there's public comment on the adoption of ordinance number 2107 and 2108. So that is a little bit different.
Okay.
But it's from the same law firm. Thank you.
Any other public agencies or other staff?
None online.
I'm going to move on. Proponent's arguments?
None online.
Opponent arguments?
None online.
And public comment?
None online.
None online, none in.
And I've got a question.
None in the audience.
This being a first reading, we already continued the public hearing for the second reading. If this is going to be considered a first, will we still have it as a public hearing, or do we need to basically close this one and publish for the next go-round to the second?
I think we should be able to continue for a certain date to keep it open.
And keep it open? Thank you.
And one point of clarification as well as I'm speaking. One substantive change that probably ought to be noted is the issuance of permits for the water trust will now be made under this proposal by the Siskiyou County Community Development Department as opposed to Public Works. The purpose of that is to make one department responsible for the issuance of permits pertaining to water as it might relate to cannabis cultivation. So that was an attempt to streamline the process.
Thank you for that. And I, having participated in all the meetings, I believe that's a significant change to get all the relevant information in the hands of the decision maker in one place, rather than going back and forth between departments and taking a lot of time to do that. So with that, I'm going to continue, I guess, this second hearing as far as the hearing itself, but I'm going to bring it back to discussion and notice the board.
Yeah, I have one question.
Sure.
This is probably for staff. So obviously water is a big issue. So and having worked that area way back when there was nothing out there, including water, I mean, wells were deep to drill. If someone had a house, and is there a way for them to get, you know, I don't want us to prohibit a legitimate house with an existing infrastructure to get water. What's their workaround so they don't get, quote unquote, stopped or harassed by the water? Because when I see, when I've been out there, I can't imagine 4,000 houses out there, but there are houses out there. And water's always been an issue out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if the Community Development Department receives an application requesting a special permit to allow a water truck on certain county roads, the permit identifies the properties where deliveries are intended, along with the intended use, so residential, agriculture, other. Based on the property that is being delivered to and the use, staff would then verify that the water is being delivered appropriately for an approved use, along with compliance with any other applicable local or state laws.
So I would imagine this probably works well that it's under community development because you can look to see if there's a house permit and all the permits that were associated with that property.
Correct, yes. That's what we were seeing was coordination between public works and community development just because we have access to that information. Public works does not necessarily have access to building permit records, things of that nature.
Okay, thank you.
So for the rest of the board too, I want to say that you know, in the deliberation of the legal team and the community development, the ag department, and others that were at the table in the rewriting of this ordinance, I want to say water is not always water. And a lot of the arguments I hear today are about non-potable water, when drinking water. Well, drinking water is something that has to be in a potable water truck and is licensed by the state. And that's not the water that our ordinance is really affecting. So with that said, I respectfully disagree with some of the leaders in that water is just water. Shouldn't be drinking that water. You're getting it out of an ag well and driving down the road in a water truck because you're going to get sick from that water. And there are state laws to prohibit that and actually permit that. That was a reoccurring thing. There, you know, those trucks are licensed. The trucks being used for delivery of water throughout the county that are affected by ordinances are not licensed potable water trucks.
Do we have any idea of the number of residences in the vicinity?
Vicinity of, say, 812?
Sure.
We have approximately 83 permitted residents within the Shasta Vista subdivision. The greater area of A12, staff would need additional time to research that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's good information. That is a subdivision. Rural residential, I might add. Mm-hmm. And you know, so it is permitted to have a house or well. All the...
Well, and I do bring that up because historically, I have a great number of constituents in my district whose wells go dry every drought that we have, and they have to be able to get water. So we respect that for potable water truck programs. And it's not my intent, or I think the board's intent, to restrict use of potable water for domestic use.
And that was my point of my question, is that you know, we're not hindering someone who's permitted to get potable water.
Not drinking water.
Right.
Right. Further discussion is not. I'm looking for a motion. Move to approve.
Second.
And that's the recommended motion. Do we have a date specific for the second?
The second.
I believe the 13th is a little too soon because we're working on that agenda right now. The first meeting in August would be the 3rd.
Preference? Any preference?
Third. I mean, we don't have any choice. As soon as we can get it.
Thank
I
you.
I see that, because I want to get these urgencies replaced.
Okay.
In the language it's in, to allow the streamlining to done with these urgencies.
Thank you. And if that's it, I'll do a roll call. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Copsey?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you.
Next item E, a public hearing, Community Development Department. Yes, it's County, it's Mr. Spiersky, second reading of an ordinance.
Yes, so this was initially intended to be the second reading. County staff got together, made some changes to streamline this process, which are reflected in the previous ordinance related to the water tenders.
So, we will be hearing the first reading.
Correct, yes. So because of those amendments we made, we are recommending that this be the first reading of the ordinance. As previously identified, the amendments are related to streamlining related to permits and license for legitimate operations. In addition, an ordinance review to come back to the board for review on its effectiveness, its feasibility, and enforcement. And that is all staff has at the moment available for any questions.
Okay. Any correspondence on this?
The same correspondence we received this morning via email from Wanger, Jones, and Helsley. It referred to both ordinances.
The arguments, reports, evidence by other county departments or public agencies?
None online.
Proponents' arguments?
None online.
Opponents' arguments?
None online.
I'm going to go to public comment.
We do have one. Lori's iPad, you should be able to unmute, and it is your turn to speak.
Good afternoon.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to stay anonymous, as I don't care to be intimidated. I am deeply saddened by all the propaganda. I repeat, propaganda that is out there concerning the plight of the people. I find it all offensive. As the bottom line, it's about illegal marijuana grows and the devastation that goes with it. We need to stay focused on what is right in this land. Do we let it be abused, or do we continue to uphold law that protects the environment and all of the people? I ask that the board approve the two ordinances in regulating the water trucks and also requiring an administrative permit to use groundwater off the parcel from which it was extracted. Thank you.
Thank you. Another public comment?
Yes. Jefferson State, you can unmute, and it is your turn to speak.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, first I would like to point out that I would like to thank the Board of Supervisors for recognizing the amount of marijuana plants a single person is allowed to grow, and the fact that these growers continue to push beyond the stated limit to this very day. I too listened and viewed explosions while the fire burned through the illegal pot grows. I imagined how unsafe it could have been for our firefighters to do their job and enter that area. As my throat burned the next morning, I wondered what kind of toxic chemicals had been released into the atmosphere. If the EPA has not been contacted, I urge the Board of Supervisors and the community members to do so. I am not only concerned about my well water level, but I'm also concerned about contamination as I live downstream from these grows. And there are several grows surrounding my property. I have a response to Sherry Ellison. Your grandfather did not drill his ag well to sell water, especially to support illegal marijuana grows. How do you know that the pumping and selling of water did not cause 34 wells to go dry last summer? I will point out that the community of Big Springs has not experienced a well going dry this summer yet, even in the worst drought recorded. I think this could be proof that pumping and selling of water last summer could have very well been the cause of 30 wells going dry. Thank you to the Board of Supervisors for your tireless hard work and research. Thank you for upholding the laws that maintain the best interest of Siskiyou County people. Thank you to our firefighters and law enforcement. I can speak for many that we owe you a debt of gratitude. Please do not be intimidated by the strong and slanderous accusations of what is going on outside. Thank you very much.
Did she want to leave her name?
No.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment?
There is. Number ending in 0921. You can unmute, and it is your turn to speak.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I wish to remain anonymous. I would like to comment on the two water ordinances. These ordinances should go through because it helps our law enforcement and code enforcement do their jobs. This so-called community that's out here is inciting violence on Facebook right now. They printed a bunch of stuff out. They say they want to burn and loot. You can look it up on Facebook. It's very disturbing. I want to thank law enforcement, the firefighters, CHP, everyone that was involved in these fires. When we were evacuated, we heard the bombs going off behind our house. These were all propane bombs, and we could smell a horrible odor. Now we are concerned with our well being contaminated. We are also concerned with being intimidated even more. We have people pull up to the front and drop their cigarette butts on the front of our property. These people are not a community. They are criminals. Please pass these ordinances. I want to tell you that I really appreciate everything that the Board of Supervisors is doing. I know how hard this work is, and County Council, thank you so much for upholding the laws. The laws are the laws. Thank you so much.
Any other comment?
See none online.
Okay. There's no rebuttal, and I'm going to have to set a date, I guess, for the second reading.
If we could do 8-3 again as well, that would be that would work.
All right, that'll work. Discussion with the board. If not, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbs.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Help.
Aye. All right. Open a public hearing on item F.
All right, we have before you a moratorium on accepting new short-term vacation rental applications for properties 2.5 acres or less countywide. This item has been before the board for quite some time, at least since March this year. Ultimately, what came forward first was an urgency ordinance in hopes to establish a moratorium. The 4/5 vote needed to establish that urgency ordinance ultimately failed. County staff came back again in early April, in which the Board of Supervisors provided staff direction to move forward with a standard ordinance. In which the board identified that the moratorium should be applicable to 2.5 acres or less countywide. That moratorium ordinance went to the Planning Commission, in which the Planning Commission did not support the moratorium and recommended that the board not adopt a moratorium at this time. Some brief background. The moratorium was identified as potentially being appropriate while the county moves forward with our housing element update. This is something that is required by state law. Our housing element is required to be adopted by November 15th, 2022, which means that it essentially would be adopted by the board the second reading in early October, October 5th, 2022, with the first reading being scheduled in September of 2022. The county received grant funding to hire third-party consultants to complete this housing element update. As part of this contract, when we reach out to potential third parties, would include analysis of short-term vacation rentals and ultimately see if there are recommended regulations that the county could consider be included as part of this housing update. That is all I have right now.
And you may have said this, but sorry, it's hard to hear. What's the length of this when we put this in place? How long?
The moratorium will be in place until it is removed by the board. With that being said, if the housing element analysis and study has to be completed by November 15th, 2022, we'll have a lot of that data beforehand, and potentially late spring to early summer. So it is possible that this moratorium can be lifted spring to early summer of 2022. So approximately a year time.
Okay. Correspondence, Wendy?
No, not on this one. Nothing at the clerk's level.
Any presentation by other staff or other departments, public agencies?
None online.
Proponents' arguments?
None online.
Opponents' arguments?
None online.
Public comment?
None online.
Okay, let's see, I'm not, we'll continue this, we have a date to bring this back.
If we could, on the 3rd, August 3rd as well.
Okay. Continue to the second reading, I guess, on the 3rd. Bring it back for discussion with the board. Right, so may I oppose? I abhor the fact that this is countywide.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
So, our housing element being dried up by short-term vacation rentals, I think it's more than appropriate for the 2.5 acres or less until we get the housing element. But I continue to receive complaints in residential areas that cannot afford housing one and or can't find it. We're being bought up by outside residents that make this a profitable venue. And meanwhile, our residents, those looking for work and places to reside or just to establish as a young family, it's making it nearly impossible. So I support this.
So if I could, I support it, not for the reasons that Supervisor Cobbs have mentioned. I will tell you that housing is getting bought up, but not from vacation rentals, no shafts anyways. And the price of houses is, I can't afford it. And so I can't expect the locals to afford it. I do think, for me, it's part of it is taking up staff time to have a housing element. I think it needs to be put in place that should help address the issue. You know, affordable housing is the reason why I didn't buy in the Bay Area back in the day. I couldn't afford it back then. I moved. And long story short, you know, housing is going to be an issue in this county, particularly with the fires that are exacerbated. I started with the Paradise Fire, that people moved into Dunsmuir and Chester. And again, supply and demand. You know, that's what it comes down to. I feel for the people that live here, but there's plenty of jobs here. And whether that equates to affordable housing, that's another issue unto itself. So I support the moratorium at this point in time, that knowing there's a lot of factors to housing in general.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I support the moratorium too. Mainly staff time and focus on the new housing.
One further comment to the chair. I think that should vacation rental be a target, I would call it, there should be applicable zoning to the area that it should be located. This consumes residential areas and rural residential zoning, and I think it's more appropriate in a zoning of its own that's more commercial future, but that's future.
And if I could take you back, you know, I looking forward, I would support a fee on people that would apply for vacation rental to support low-income housing or affordable housing, so we don't want to invest in the context of the housing intervention.
Absolutely. We can consider a different permitting process than what currently is in place. Short-term vacation rentals are currently permitted through the use permit process. As the board is aware, use permits run with the land in perpetuity, so a property can be sold to a different owner, and that short-term vacation rental allowance is continued on to the new property owner. So a different permitting process may be something that requires an annual permit to be reviewed every single year is something that we can consider. Staff will likely have a sit-down meeting with a third-party consultant when it's chosen, and basically outline areas of interest in which we would like these studies to occur related to short-term vacation rentals.
So if I could just continue on my soapbox, one of the things I would like, and I've seen this in other areas, they do a first-time home buyer grants and opportunities. So I think it should be a robust plan that we can, you know, all buy in on that. Thank you.
I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done on this and a lot more research, and I'm glad you're doing this. But I'm not sure that this whole county needs a moratorium. It's too diverse. There's too many different things that come into play here. So I'm
looking for the motion.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Kobsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren.
No.
And Supervisor Haupt.
No.
3-2. Right. And we had chosen 8-3 for the second, correct?
Correct. With that, that concludes the open agenda. I'm going to clear the courtroom and go to